Because I used to have one back in the early days of cable internet. When I first got my cable internet, I bought one that was just called an Ethernet hub. Because it didn't route. It was just... Yeah.
Oh, it was just a repeater.
Yeah. Okay. But it had four outs on it.
Yeah.
So if you ran a router into it, it would route four different things.
Yeah, the router would do the work.
Yeah.
Instead of the switch. Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah. But no, I don't have much in the way of networking technology. I have really old modems and routers that are garbage if you want them buried under my stairs somewhere.
No, I was going to say if you needed an Ethernet hub.
I don't.
Switch.
I don't. Because even when I get my basement done, I'll basically have two things I'll want to plug into it hardwired. Mm-hmm. And then everything else can be Wi-Fi anyway. And there's four ports on my all-in-one router unit, my state provided.
CenturyLink.
My Clink provided.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm good, buddy.
So, you know Butterfingers, right?
Yeah.
You've had them before, right?
I have a whole bowl of them over there that you're literally currently pulling Butterfingers out of. You should...
There was two in there.
You should move it. I know, I ate the rest of them.
I can't move in. I'm like on. My nose is touching my pop filter.
Yeah, your pop filter was too far away from your microphone, though, but you're good now.
Oh. I mean, I didn't think I moved it.
You did.
Maybe it tipped down. Oh, you know what? I bet it's this.
Yeah.
It's this. It's already locked into place. I'm just...
You're making it worse.
I'm just breaking it.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I don't know why I still do this with Colin.
This is important.
Okay, go ahead.
Butterfingers. You know how sometimes you eat them and they're like, you get all that Butterfinger stuff stuck in your teeth?
Not anymore because they ruined them, but yeah, go on.
They ruined them?
Yeah, they changed the butter. They changed the fucking Chico Sticks middle. It's softer peanut butter in there now, and it doesn't taste the same, and it's infuriating. Trust me, I eat a lot of Butterfingers. It happened about a year ago. They changed the recipe of Butterfingers.
I didn't know that.
And because you'll notice if there's another one in there, take a bite out of it. You'll notice how much chewier the peanut butter core is. When it used to be like a really almost a hard candy, like not a hard candy, but it used to be brittle and crispy in the middle. It used to be a crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery Butterfinger.
That's what it says, crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery.
Yeah, but now it's like, bite into it, you'll see what I mean. It's
nobody better lay your finger on my Butterfinger.
It's closer to like a creamy peanut butter in there now. It's still a little crispy, but not like it used to be.
No, it's pretty crispy.
But not like it used to be. It used to be just crisp. See how your chewing sounds kind of squishy? An old Butterfinger would have been like...
Been cracking teeth?
Yeah. They changed it about a year ago. I was fucking pissed. I was legitimately upset about it, because Butterfingers are my second favorite candy bar.
What's your favorite?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is a perfect snack. It's a perfect candy. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect candy.
They're pretty good.
They are so fucking good. Yeah. I love peanut butter, in case you didn't notice the pattern there between Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Butterfingers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotcha. And I didn't know that about the the Butterfingers.
Yeah.
But, so it used to be, if you got one that was like real sticky and got all caught in your teeth.
Yeah.
It wasn't a normal Butterfinger. I mean, it was, but it was just old.
Yeah.
Like, fresh ones just don't do that.
Right.
They don't leave that just caked in your teeth.
They definitely don't anymore.
That one kind of did.
Yeah, but not like it used to. It doesn't hurt like it used to. Like, you used to get it in there, and you could feel the sugar, like, literally already, like, trying to decay your... Like, instantly stabbing at your teeth. Like, you could... like, it would hurt like you were eating acid, but it was just the sugar in a crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery Butterfinger. Support today's sponsor of the show, crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery Butterfingers.
What's your favorite non-peanut butter?
Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
What's your favorite non-peanut butter-based candy?
Fuck. I'm trying to think of other candies besides Reese's peanut butter cups and
Butterfingers.
And Butterfingers. I like a Snickers. Is there peanut butter in that?
It's peanuts.
Yeah.
They do make a peanut butter Snickers.
I really, here, this doesn't have, well, this still has technically nuts, but not peanuts. I love an Almond Joy.
Almond Joys are good because coconut's delicious.
Coconut's dark delicious.
Chocolate's delicious.
And almonds are delicious.
Yeah.
I fucking love an Almond Joy.
Almond Joys are milk chocolate, aren't they? Mounds are the dark chocolate.
You know, I have no idea. All I know is Almond Joy has nuts.
Almond Joy has nuts. Mounds
don't. Support today's sponsor, Almond Joy.
Mounds don't. What?
I don't know why you would eat mounds. It doesn't have the nuts. I mean, the coconut's still good.
I like coconut and dark chocolate.
All right.
That's another thing. So I used to never like dark chocolate. It was disgusting. Yeah. And now I think it is superior.
I'm still not a dark chocolate guy, but, yeah, you're old is what happened there. You get old and you hate sugar.
Yeah.
You can tell by the four Butterfingers and three boxes of Reese's peanut butter, like fucking Reese's pieces you just ate.
It was two Butterfingers, buddy.
You tubby fuck.
It's just two.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I have for this week.
Yeah, kind of. We just went to eat at Tired Texan, and it was great.
It was too much.
Support this week's sponsor, Tired Texan Barbecue, on 108th and L Street.
Why don't we make up just, you know,
we remember,
fake advertisers?
Do
fake
you remember
sponsors?
When we first started? I did that one week where I just like fucking throughout the episode did fake fucking advertisements for like Audible and...
Yes. Yeah, but we got to come up with fake companies. That's funnier.
When I was...
Like the old Triple Play baseball ads?
Yes.
Chork. Half chicken, half pork. The other white meat.
When I was... when I was young, we used to do backyard wrestling.
Yeah.
My first ever tape, because we taped it all, has in between matches, we did fake commercials.
Nice.
For KWF referee t-shirts and fucking KWF School of Wrestling. And we did one for like whether Coke or Cherry Coke was better. Yeah. So
Coke is better.
What?
Cherry Coke is terrible.
I'm not going to argue with you because it's just a preference thing. I generally prefer Coke, but every now and then I'm in the mood for a Cherry Coke.
See, if I do cherry, I'd prefer cherry Pepsi, but I prefer Coke over Pepsi.
That's fair. Wild cherry Pepsi is pretty good.
It's
also
really good.
I don't want either cherry Coke or cherry Pepsi out of a plastic bottle. It has to be a can or a fountain because they're not cold enough in a plastic bottle,
it
and
needs
they're
to be
gross.
One of those purple and black cans.
Yes, exactly. Needs to be cherry soda needs to be either fountain so it's extra fucking like fluffy, or it needs to be really fucking cold.
Yeah. All right. I can get behind those.
And just since we're on the subject of Pepsi, Taco Bell Pepsi is best Pepsi.
Is it?
Taco Bell's Pepsi is so fucking good. I don't know why. Mm. It's like
I go to Taco Bell. If I go there, I get Baja Blast.
That's
because
of course you would. Why wouldn't you?
All right, because it's wonderful.
I mean, duh.
And they have a Baja Blast Zero, so that's that's also
nice. So you can pretend like it's not just destroying you from the inside out.
I mean,
out.
It still is, but
yeah.
Just not as fast.
Just makes you feel...
Or faster, I'm not sure.
Just makes
I think
you...
instead of destroying me with diabetes, it's destroying me with cancer.
Yeah.
So, you know, pick your poison, I guess.
Yep.
They're both pretty bad.
Yep.
Yeah, that just made me think about all the Triple Play ads. Come to Ski, Nebraska.
Yep.
Tired of long lift lines, like slow rolling hay bases. Ski, Nebraska.
Triple Play 98. What a game.
Fuck that game. The Home Run Derby was so fun.
What a game.
And then the cheat code for the EA Dream Team.
Oh
my God. So there was a cheat code you could put in. You can get the EA Dream Team.
Naturally.
It was all the fucking developers.
Right.
And they were all just fucking ridiculous caricatures.
Of course.
Like there was one guy who was so tall you could just see his knees. There was another guy who he was like super small,
yeah,
but he could clear the fucking bases in like less than 5 seconds. So a bunt would be a inside the park home run.
Nice.
You had another guy who just, it didn't matter if you hit the ball, he was hitting a home run.
Funny.
Just made contact and it was like a power swing no matter what you did.
Funny.
Fucking awesome. God damn, that was so much fun to play with those dudes.
Remember when they used to make good sports games?
Yep. Well, problem is EA became this giant fucking evil corporation who was just interested in money rather than making things that were good.
Well, they don't even make baseball games anymore.
No, because it's licensed out to fucking...
Take-Two and Sony make the baseball games now.
MLB The Show. Well, there's another one.
Yeah,
Take-Two. But it's not licensed. Oh, Take-Two does RBI Baseball?
No, but Take-Two, Sony only has first party exclusivity, so Microsoft can't make their, maybe it's Take-Two has third party exclusivity, so basically Take-Two just has it so EA can't make baseball games.
Yeah.
So Sony and Microsoft could make their own, so Sony does, which is MLB The Show.
It's fine. EA just makes Madden, and it sells like gangbusters every fucking year.
And they don't make basketball games anymore because they're bad. They're always bad.
Yeah.
Except for that year they made a basketball game start.
Wasn't 2K the basketball game?
I don't know if they make them anymore. Oh, yeah, maybe they do still make them. I can't. Yeah, dude, I don't.
Of course they still make
them. The last time I played a sports game was...
Triple Play 98.
No, it was... NFL 2K1 on the Sega, or maybe Dreamcast. 2K on the Sega Dreamcast.
It's a good game.
The first online game I ever played. Well, maybe not. I played StarCraft before that. But the first online game I ever... So basically, my brother had the fucking thing to play the Dreamcast online.
Mm-hmm.
So we would get online and play Madden or whatever, 2K against people, and then just keep hitting pause until they quit out when we started losing. Christ. We were the worst.
Those people, huh?
We were those people.
Yeah, 2K was pretty fun.
We were the reason, like...
All the 2K sports games were really fun back then.
Yeah, 2K was great.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Yeah, I don't like the exclusivity. It's
bad for business.
It is. It really is. It's weird that, you know, the MLB would be like, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Or the NFL or whoever. But...
Money!
Yep. Yeah. Rules everything. I just stopped buying. I stopped playing games in general.
Yeah.
You know.
I do know.
What I did start doing is watching Dragon Ball Super.
Why?
I really fucking enjoy it.
All right. Will you do me one little favor?
What?
Will you just turn your microphone on the stand a little bit more? There you go.
Right there.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Like that.
Yeah.
Let's go right here. I'm okay.
Thank you.
So I started watching Dragon Ball Super, and I really like it.
You know, what's funny is you're talking quieter, but you're actually coming through better on the recording.
It's because I was way up on it.
Yeah, where you should be.
No, I should.
Get up on it. It's really get down on it.
I don't really want to sit like that.
Get down it's sort on of
uncomfortable,
it.
And I don't like being
get down on it.
Quit saying that. So... watching this show, and I don't know why, I think because it popped up on Hulu. I was like, ah, fuck it. It's on there. The dub version's on there. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
The first arc of it, because they don't really do seasons with that show. It's right. Just...
They do sagas.
170,000 episodes, and then they're done. And yes, sagas.
That was an episode, right?
So the first saga... introduced a great new character.
Yeah.
But it, like, almost everything about it was awful.
Sure.
Like, the animation was fucking atrocious.
Okay, so standard DBZ?
No.
Standard Dragon Ball?
It was worse.
Typical Dragon Ball?
It was way worse.
It's like...
really bad and inconsistent as fuck. Like, every once in a while you get like, oh, yeah. Then you get, like, scenes where everybody looks cel-shaded. Then you get scenes where it was just the fucking... It was like I drew it.
Weird.
Oh, it's fucking bad. And so, the music was cancerous.
Just typical Japanese anime.
Like, at its worst, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, Connor was like, it gets better. I'm like, all right, I'll stick through it. And it does. It gets a lot better. Actually, it gets really fun.
All right.
Goku is just like the entire series. He's just super excited and wants to fight literally everyone.
Isn't that always kind of his
thing? Yeah, but more so.
Oh.
Like, even more, like, he meets new people, like, oh, if you're strong, I want to fight you. Let's fight.
So it's like Goku
people that beat fiction? The shit out of him. He's like, that was fun. Let's fight again. Right now. Let's do it.
All right.
It's pretty great. But they introduced a character named Lord Beerus, who's like, there's 12 universes that exist in the universe.
All right.
And they're controlled by, each universe has a Kai, a Supreme Kai, which is like their god. Then they have a destroyer.
Who's so like it's like Kai Winn is the DS9 Supreme God. That's horrible.
No. Then they have a destroyer. Each universe has a destroyer that, you know.
That was a good goes joke. In,
yeah, it wasn't.
Kai Winn.
That goes in.
Nurse Ratched.
Destroys things. And they have an angel that fucking basically watches them. And then there's like a hierarchy above them that fucking watches over the universes.
Oh my God, this is just too much. There's too many gods. This is DC Comics over here.
Yeah, better. it's better.
I don't think so.
It's better.
I don't think that down.
It's pretty fucking funny.
I believe that.
It's a lot better than GT was. That's for fucking sure. GT was bad. I got through like half of that. I'm like, I can't. I can't do it anymore. So.
I mean.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball's mostly bad. There's
Dragon Ball was those wonderful. Those
first 10 episodes were great.
Dragon Ball was great.
Those first 10 episodes of Dragon Ball was good.
And then you were like, no, I'm not going to even watch it. I'm just going to delete your USB key that you gave me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch it.
I actually still have all those episodes on my hard drive. Yeah, I found them the other day.
You should watch the Dragon Ball.
It's good. I should.
Dragon Ball is legitimately enjoyable.
But I'm busy watching
Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, I can see why you wouldn't like it.
Because it's bad.
It starts off really shitty.
Yeah.
It gets better. But it's also very repetitive, and which is, that's just how it is.
I mean.
But you know what? When you fucking get into it and you're watching it for the Tournament of Power, and you're like, God damn, this is way more fun than it should be.
All right.
It's kind of neat.
I think that's why I never got into Dragon Ball. Every time I turned it on, it was just they were at a tournament.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's what they do. They fight.
Just always at this tournament. And it was dumb.
There's like a there's one scene in there where they're talking about Goku or Gohan kissed his wife, Videl, and Goku's like, "Ew, you kissed her?" And Vegeta's like, "Aren't you married and have a kid?" And he's like, "Yeah, but we don't kiss. That's gross."
Wow. So he just goes straight in.
Fuck yeah, dude. Goku's a badass.
What a pimp.
Right?
And goes straight in and then completely ignores his son for the rest of his life.
Yes.
What a shit heel.
It's so great.
It's funny.
That's like the running joke in fucking Dragon Ball Z Abridged. It's like Goku just abandons his kid and, you know, Piccolo becomes his surrogate father.
I mean, isn't that just kind of what happens?
It is. But like, they really lean into it.
Is it really a running joke?
They lean into it and it's funny.
All right.
Yeah, DBZA is pretty fucking great.
Yeah, you're always telling me that.
Yeah, well, I'm right.
All right, I got to get rid of this Batman. He's clunking on my fucking mic thing. Well, and
he's got him on the wrong side, dummy.
Yeah.
Good job, idiot.
Whatever.
Good job, idiot. I haven't done shit else, though.
I know, it's been 2 weeks. I've done fucking all.
I voted Tuesday.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Oh, you did go out?
I ended up. Well, look, I was like, even though they took the one issue I really cared about off the ballot, which was legalizing pot.
Yeah.
God, did you hear? Oregon legalized everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like I said, it's custard's last ice cream cone.
I want to go to Portland and try shrooms.
I do not want to do that.
Just like very mild amounts, because I've been reading tons of shit about their fucking effect on anxiety and depression. And it sounds like from people I know, not just fucking anecdotal on the internet, but anecdotal from people I know really well and
on
trust.
The internet.
No, actually real life people.
Okay.
Who said, yeah, it actually worked.
So I guess my deal with that is always, I just feel like people want to make it, like, they want to make people believe that it's better just so they feel good about using it.
That may be, but I guess my point is, I would trust illegal, illicit narcotics like magic mushrooms.
Over pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals.
Sure. The only thing I'd want to try would be DMT.
Yeah. That's, what does that stuff do?
Apparently it only lasts like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But it just fucking puts you in a whole nother world.
Right.
And I think that sounds kind of like, I don't think you necessarily lose your faculties.
Right.
But yeah. Like, I don't like shit what makes me not be able to control anything I'm doing.
Like, I would love to have tried, I would love to try acid if it wasn't so dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, what was that shit that was out for, like, that was legal for, like, a year that was, like, basically, like, you trip balls for, like, 2 minutes?
Oh, the shit that Ted Kaczynski fucking used to manufacture?
Maybe. LSD? I don't know. LSD is acid.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought LSD was, like...
No, LSD is acid.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. No, there was this shit that was, like, legal. Like, you could fucking buy it at like, fucking Quick Trip. That you'd just, like, trip balls for, like, 5 minutes. And but I mean, then they banned it real quick. I can't remember what the fuck it was called anymore. Somebody probably knows. Fleer probably knows.
That fake
seems
stuff?
Like something he would know.
That kratom?
No, not kratom.
Kratom
isn't
stuff?
Kratom weightlifter shit.
No, kratom. No, it's creatine.
Oh,
okay. Kratom's like the fucking artificial. It's like the
kratom's the shit they sell at all the head shops.
It's
now.
Like the fake weed.
Yeah,
and it's. Apparently, fucking can be pretty nasty. Oh, fuck. I know what you're talking about. God damn it. What is that shit called?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you.
I don't remember. I remember talking to people about it.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah, that shit, like, made you not be able to move.
Yeah. But it only lasted, like, like 5 minutes, and then you were fine.
I'm good.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
That'd have been fun. I'd like to trip, but just a little bit. I wouldn't like to trip for a long time.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really like getting intoxicated so much.
That's fair.
Not really.
I don't really drink anymore, so I understand.
Well, I don't really drink anymore either, but it's because 3-day hangovers are too much for me.
That's why I stopped.
Yep.
That and I'm a real fucking prick when I drink. Like, if you think I'm a real prick normally, folks, you should see me when I'm blackout drunk. I turn the shithead level up like 100%.
That is definitely not me.
Yeah.
I'm, like, way more funny.
Me and Chuck and Billy.
I'm actually funny.
Me and Chuck and Billy used to hang out, and then me and Chuck would just sit there getting shit-faced trying to get people into fights with Billy.
Yeah.
Just trying to, like, just starting shit with people.
Yeah.
In an effort to try to get them fucking bodied by Billy.
Weird.
Like, me and Chuck were, like, sitting out on this, like, Chuck especially. We're sitting outside of, I think it was Billy Frog's right there off of the fucking Dodge Street.
Yeah.
And there's some dude in a tap-out shirt out there, blah, blah, blah. And Chuck's just talking shit and needling him. And, you know, Chuck's like, what, 3.5 feet tall?
Yeah.
And he's just kind of a dorky little dude. But he's funny. And he can be savage.
Yes.
So he's just sitting here fucking with this dude. And this dude's like, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, oh, that dude will fuck you up, pointing to my brother. And Billy's like, what? And he's like, he said you got his back. He's like, yeah, I'll fucking kill you for him. What do you want to do about it? He's like, bro, you want none of this? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, fuck it. I'll just go get my gun out of the car. Let's go.
Jesus Christ.
The dude's like, oh, I didn't mean all that. Blah, 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 blah. That was a fun night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't hang out with you guys.
It was so much fun. I miss getting drunk with Billy and Chuck a lot.
Yikes.
Like, we never actually got into a fight. We ended up just bullshitting with that dude for the rest of the night. Mm. But it was just fun to, you know. Start retarded amounts of shit for no reason at all.
Yeah, I guess. Not my thing.
Knowing that we'd win any fight we got into because...
That was never my thing, usually because I'm like one of the biggest in the group, so I'm the first one people want to go after. I'm
right.
Like, well, I don't like fighting. This sucks.
Yeah. Well, we always had...
Getting punched in the face is... That hurts.
We always had Billy there as our tank.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, people want me to be the tank and I'm not. I'm a healer, goddammit.
Yeah. Billy was a great tank. So we were set.
I don't like absorbing damage.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times.
Anyway.
This is not going to be a long episode, I think.
No.
Because it's been 24 minutes and I'm out of content.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Speaking of, let me hold on. Let me right. Look here.
I'm waiting.
I might have a thing. Hold I can just read memes.
All right. I mean, I played a new video game.
Nobody cares about that.
I played this game Among Us that's all the fucking rage on.
Oh, yeah,
on
terrible?
Social. It's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine if you're playing with people who are terrible, it would be terrible. But, like, if you get a group of, like, if, like me, you, and Chuck back. Like, if the people we used to play video games with, like, the old Syndicate Guild, like me, you, Mark, Nick, yeah. Larry, Chuck, fucking Sean, got into this game. Because the game itself is... You're on a ship, you're on a spaceship, and it's all like shitty 2D flash, looks like an old Newgrounds game, right? and you're on a big ship and there's like 10 rooms and each room has a task in it and everybody has a handful of tasks to do. And the tasks are just shitty, the shittiest fucking phone like flash games you've ever seen, like drag the colored wires and match them and that's the end of your task, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes not even that complex. But there's one person who is a traitor, who is an imposter on your crew, who's trying to kill other crewmates without getting found out.
Okay.
And whenever you want, you can either, like, you have a certain amount of meetings, but you can call a group. You can't talk during the game. That's the key to it. So when you're in the game, there's no talking. And then if somebody discovers a dead body or has a suspicion, they can call a meeting. And then you all discuss, like, oh, I'm pretty sure I saw this guy going over that way where I found the body, or he was looking suspicious. And so then it's just trying to suss out who the murderer is.
Okay.
Now imagine that with, like, me and you and Chuck and Nick being bad at everything and Mark being shady and just us, like, deceiving each other and, you know, fucking each other over and trying to... And everybody just voting out Nick every time, even though we know it's not him, because it'd be funny.
That would be funny.
It would be such a good time.
That would be something I'd be totally down with.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got into that. I'm probably going to play a ton of that tomorrow during Extra Life. Oh, Extra Life has passed by the time you heard this. But if you want to go donate late, it's bit.ly/FrostyEL. I'm going to be spamming the shit out of that link in our Facebook group all weekend.
I was going to say, put the shit out tonight, but then people won't be watching your fucking your thing. So never mind, don't do that.
I mean, this thing's going to be like 30 minutes long, buddy.
I saw a guy the other day selling a TV.
Yeah.
It was great. So he's got a 46-inch Sony Bravia.
Okay.
It's an older TV, but works incredibly well. It cost $5,000 in 2008 and was top of the line.
I believe all that.
I want $400 or best offer.
Okay.
For a 46-inch.
That's not going to happen.
1080p television.
I'll give him $50.
And some people were commenting like, yeah, that ain't worth shit. People are like, Mom, this motherfucker was worth like $5,000 brand new. I'm like, I don't think you understand how technology depreciates in value incredibly fast.
Particularly televisions.
Yes. Like, because maybe the technology changes really fucking fast. Yeah,
because that TV's basically useless today.
Also, don't ever buy a new Samsung TV. They are the worst.
That breaks my heart.
They're fucking, like, the TVs are really nice looking.
Because the Samsung TV I have in my living room is great. But the UI they have
is the fucking worst things ever.
Yeah, the Samsung.
They have this smart hub thing that forces itself on you.
I hate it.
It's like, spread them. Spread them and stick it in.
I currently have no smart TVs in my house, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. Well,
so I will probably never. Good luck
the next time you buy another TV, because they don't make them.
I'll probably never buy a new TV.
No, what you need to do is go and find old Pioneer Elite plasmas, because they'll run for another 20 years.
I mean, that Samsung plasma in there is...
Plasmas were just fucking built better.
The only problem I have with it is, like, if I spend a long time playing a video game, I have to, like, run the fucking screen wipe.
Yeah.
I gotta find a 10-hour color band video on YouTube to just clean all the fucking screen burn-in off.
Yeah, we have we got two TVs in the back of my work. There's a 50-inch Pioneer Elite plasma.
Yeah.
That we're gonna try to sell, but it's just, fuck, who wants to buy a goddamn... And my boss really isn't that interested in selling used TVs. He wants to sell brand new ones.
I'll give him $20 for it.
You might have to give him a little bit more.
I'll give him $50
for it. Fucking heavy, though.
A plasma? I mean, it's still a flat screen, right?
A Pioneer Elite plasma.
All right.
And that TV's 150 pounds.
Jesus! Never mind. I got no use for that.
You can get the Runco. That's 300 pounds.
Why is a plasma that heavy?
Because they're built like fucking tanks.
I'll give him... $10 to haul it away. He can pay me $20 to haul it away.
You have to, yeah. No, I was talking to a buddy of mine who's, he's like, he collects shit. He lives over in Iowa, and he sent me a picture. He's like, yep, got my Pioneer Elite plasma hung up. He's like, this thing was $38,000 when it was new in 2002.
Yep, that sounds about right.
It still fucking works.
I mean.
That is non-existent for TVs.
I know.
In the last 20 years,
I know.
Pioneer Elites are about the only thing that are still fucking in Runco.
Well, my Samsung plasma is still going.
Yep.
I'll let you know when it stops going.
That's not that old, is it?
I bought it when I moved in here.
Yeah, so that's still less than 10 years old.
Just barely.
That's about the life expectancy of most TVs.
Don't
now.
Do that to me. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
I kind of want a new TV. I'm waiting for Christmas sales.
What's wrong with your TV?
It's a fucking Philips and it's dog shit.
Is it a smart TV?
Yeah, kinda. It's a Chromecast TV, so you can like cast things to it, but
How big is it?
It's a 49.
What's shitty about it?
It doesn't. Well, for me, because I like my control.
Yeah,
it has no discrete like inputs or anything, so I can't really use it with my universal remote system.
Oh, what a problem!
Yeah, it is.
What a weird thing to care about. Just use a second remote like a man.
No.
Just use two remotes, you fucking spoiled bougie bitch.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Ugh.
I'm not going to do that.
When I was a young kid, I was like 8.
I'm not going to do that.
Sorry. My dad's roommate had this setup where like all of his shit was like, I don't know, upstairs or down, wherever all of his stereo equipment was not in the same room where he would hang out.
Yeah.
So he had these, like, they looked like pyramids, but they were just IR repeaters.
Yep.
That would, he would do, you know, you could boop, boop, and then there was another one downstairs in front of the. When I was 9 or 8 or 7 years old, that was the coolest shit I'd ever seen in my life, remote controlling something from a different room in the house. Yeah. I'm like, holy shit, this is the height of technology. I'm basically on the bridge of the Enterprise over here. This is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I can do that all the time now.
Yeah, it's great. But it's not 1987, yeah. So I'm not as impressed.
2020.
He also had the entire wall, like the entire front wall of his living room was fucking like little like 25-gallon fish tanks. So it was like looked like a pet store wall of just different fucking kinds of tropical fish and frogs and
nice
all sorts of crazy shit.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, my dad's house when I was a kid was the coolest fucking house. It's why I'm trying to do everything I'm trying to do with the basement. I'm gonna be honest. You would go down a little stairs and there was a radioactive, like a fallout shelter sign, which is why I was so excited about you getting me the fallout shelter sign. And then there's a big fucking bar down there with all these glass shelves behind it filled with shot glasses. And that's why I started collecting shot glasses. And my whole life, I've just been trying to fucking build the house my dad lived in when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I'm about to do it. I'm doing it, Colin. I mean,
you've been saying that for 9 years, Trevor.
Yeah, but I'm getting closer. I hung some drywall even.
Oh, yeah.
I'm making progress. Progress. We're making progress.
Nice.
By the time I'm 50, I'll have the house my dad had when he was in his, like, mid-20s. Okay?
Okay.
Just let me have this.
Okay.
Just let me have this, you fucking prick.
Yeah, so my idea is I want to, we have a wall in our living room with a mirror on it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take that mirror down.
That's a good goal to have. It shouldn't be difficult. Just kind of take the mirror down.
I think it's integral to the structure of the house.
It's,
because it won't fucking budge and I'm afraid it's going to just shatter. It's
structural.
It's going to be, we move the couch and I just fucking rip it down with a pry bar and repair whatever drywall is back there.
Do you need help?
No, not really. It's, okay. I just don't know how it's attached. I don't know if they use fucking,
just fucking liquid nails. Liquid
nails. Right. Which wouldn't fucking surprise me. Like the dude was kind of a,
what's that fucking shit called? Dipshit. Something weld that they.
No, liquid nails is the right one.
Yeah.
That's the one that really sucks.
There's a thing that they use to put up, like my dad always uses to put up paneling when he was redoing my grandma's house and shit, so it, like, just never comes off.
Yeah, it's like PL6 or PL4. That's liquid nails.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. But anyway, I want to do that, and, like, I'm slowly just collecting a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And I have power and network in my little hallway closet. So I could put like an AVR in there and then I could get in ceiling speakers
nice.
And just have just a TV, nice. Nothing fucking else.
Nice.
Yeah. That's kind of, that would be the goal.
You got to ventilate that closet, man.
That'll be fine.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you're the professional, so I'm not going to question you, but it seems like if it's a closed closet, it would get hot in there.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
Okay.
I can, I don't know. I figure something out.
Just cut a hole in the back of the closet and vent it right into your kid's room.
Right. No, I would go into the shower, I think.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Great. Next to water.
Just cut a hole in the ceiling and have it vent with the bathroom vent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't be very hard. I just have to put something.
No.
Put piping up to the attic and fucking
yep.
have a fan that kicked on it, you know, when the stereo came on.
Yep.
And just go, hey, I need to suck this air out of here.
Yep.
So.
Well, there you
that's
go.
Within the next year and a half goal.
All right.
But then. I need a really good TV up there. So that's why I want to get a nice TV. Then I could take TV up there, put it downstairs.
How nice are you looking? You going to get one of them fancy new OLEDs?
I can't afford one
fucking
of those.
Fucking 4K HDR OLED.
I can't afford because I would love a fucking Sony A9G. Yeah. It was a goddamn gorgeous television.
How much?
$2,500 or $2,600 for like the 65 inch, I think.
I think that's what I paid for my fucking 60 inch.
Yeah. They're fucking beautiful.
And actually, I might have paid a little more.
And
than
they're
that.
Really cool. So they have this new feature on them because it's an OLED screen.
Yeah.
Where it's got speaker jacks on the back of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You told
me about
this.
You can plug your center channel into it and use the TV as your fucking center channel. Which it's got limitations.
Yeah.
But I mean, for most people, fuck.
I want to see that work to see if it causes noticeable vibration in the picture.
Nope.
Then how, I don't...
Magic? I don't know.
I don't understand how that works.
I think we have it set up at custom. You can go in there and fucking say, hey, I want
to...
Oh,
I should come into your work sometime and pretend to be rich.
I want to hear this as a center channel. Because before they had a big sound bar under it.
I'm going to come in with my cane and a monocle and be like, prop, prop, prop. I would like to speak to the Colin lad about prop, 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 installing stereo equipment. Harump, harump.
Harump, harump.
I'm... Professor Eugene T. Moneybags.
That'd actually be kind of funny. I'd like to see how Tim or my boss would react.
I need to go to Goodwill and find a fucking jacket with coattails, though, with nice Mr. Monopoly Man tails.
You know what I really like, and I notice this every time I look at that Mask of the Phantasm Laserdisc. How the Mask of the Phantasm has Batman's head outlined.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love that.
Yeah.
Like, it's a small detail, and it's noticeable, but like...
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things about Batman art is when they, like, they'll do that with Joker's smile a lot on covers of shit where his smile will form a bat symbol.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, integrating the bat symbol into other things is fucking kind of a core to Batman cover art, and it's dope. I agree.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yep.
So.
That movie's dope. Mask of the Phantasm. That shit came out
One of the best Batman movies, if not the best Batman movie.
That shit came out in the movie theater.
I mean, Dark Knight Rises is the best Batman
movie. Could you imagine if they released a Batman cartoon in the theater today? That'd be fucking awesome.
That would be pretty awesome, especially if it was that style.
Yeah, they should do that again. I mean, fucking, that Into the Spider-Verse was a huge fucking success. They should do a new Batman animated series.
Yeah, I never did watch that. I think I started and I didn't finish it.
It's pretty good. It's funny.
That's what I've heard.
It's pretty funny. I enjoyed it. I mean... I think they go a little bit too silly with the Spider-Ham and the Noir Spider-Man, but it works. It was pretty entertaining all the
just
way through.
Different fucking alternate universe Spider-Man.
Yeah, like something about like there's some kind of shit going on where like all the Spider-Mans are getting pulled into Miles Morales' Spider-Man universe.
Gotcha. Do you freeze your bananas and make banana bread?
I have a couple of frozen bananas that have been in my freezer so long I can't remember when they're from because I was going to do that, and then I never did that.
You should do that banana
bread. I don't know how to make banana bread is what happened.
There's recipes.
What happened is I froze these bananas, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know how to do that.
So instead, you just leave them hang there until they're...
Until I like fruit flies, so I've been waiting for my fruit flies to come.
Disgusting. Should throw that away.
Yeah, I meant to. I was... in the process of doing house cleaning today, and then I laid down on my couch to watch Enterprise instead.
I understand.
So
I understand because I've been doing that with Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah.
Although it has helped me get on the exercise bike 3 times this week. And
that would be nice. Maybe when I'm done with my basement, I'll get a fucking elliptical.
That's the last thing I did is I put a TV in our nice TV and sound bar and Roku in our fucking little exercise room. That's making that a lot nicer to go to.
Was that me or you?
I think that was your Batman smacking your...
God damn it, Batman. Stop smacking the spring. All right. You want to just get into some emails?
We have emails?
Yeah. I mean, we were gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So they're probably...
That didn't matter. We did shows for 2 weeks and there was fucking none.
They're probably all election predictions that are terribly out of date now. Oh, my God. So let's find out.
That'd be great.
Colin is wrong.
Oh, God.
First off, if he said Borat 2 sucks, it probably deserves a Golden Globe.
Who is this?
Mimsy. Sorry. Mimsy wrote into the loudneighbors@outlook.com.
Oh, she's not watched it then.
I
have relatively decent taste in movies.
People think Tim Heidecker is funny.
I don't know who that is.
This is unrelated to this.
Is that Tim and Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tim and Eric were never funny.
I was on the internet, and I saw a commercial for this show. Apparently, since Space Force did so well, somebody else is making the same show.
Yeah.
With Fred Armisen and Tim Heidecker.
Did that show do good, that Space Force?
No, it tanked.
It was fucking horrible.
Everybody hated it.
I watched half an episode, and I was like, this is the dumbest shit. Like...
Everybody hated it, and since it did so well, somebody else is doing the exact same show, and it's like Fred Armisen. I'm like,
maybe it'd be funny if Space Force wasn't actually just a really good idea.
I'm like Fred Armisen's a funny guy.
I don't know who that is.
Does
he have arms and a son?
Have you ever seen Portlandia?
No.
Oh, if you like sketch comedy at all, check out Portlandia. It's actually fucking hilarious. He also used to be on SNL. He's a sketch comedy guy. He's pretty fucking funny. Okay. I like a lot of his work. And then it's like, so Fred Armisen is Captain Space fucking Kebab. But then the next guy, it's like Tim Heidecker as other space guy. And I'm like, so just to be a dick, I posted a reply to this advertisement like I do. That was like, you had me with Fred Armisen, but then you lost me with Tim Heidecker. The guy is a comedy vacuum. Boy, that upset people.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Tim and Eric is hilarious and redefine modern comedy. Blip, blip, blip. And I'm like,
definitely not fucking like, hilarious. Well,
if that redefined modern comedy, that explains why nothing is funny anymore, because Tim Heidecker doesn't know a joke from fucking shitting his pants.
No.
That guy sucks.
Oh, man. I might finally actually get rid of my Netflix account.
Oh, I already did, but.
I know you did.
$18 a month? No, thank you.
What the fuck?
No, thank you.
That's the part where that and they're getting rid of The Office, the one show I watch. It's my Scrubs.
I understand.
Yeah.
Everything worth watching on there is on Hulu or Amazon, which you probably have both of.
There's a couple of exclusives.
Also, Hulu's only $5 a month.
I know. Yeah, but there's way too many fucking commercials. It's getting worse.
Okay, then for $10 a month, there's no commercials on Hulu.
Yeah.
And for $15 a month, you can get Disney Plus as well.
Yeah. I do the Disney Plus, ESPN, and Hulu.
Then you already have it.
For like $12.
Fuck Netflix. What's on there that you're currently watching?
Nothing now.
Right.
There's a few shows that are going to release things.
What?
Soon. Well, there's going to be another Stranger Things.
I'm over that show. It's good, but...
I like it. I enjoy it. Cobra Kai, I'm really looking forward to that new season.
Fair enough.
There's a few.
Glow got canceled, so fuck them.
Oh, did it get canceled?
Yeah.
Oh,
they recorded the first two episodes of the next season, then COVID stopped, and they're like, we're just not going to do that. Yeah, we're giving up on that.
That sucks.
We cancel that show.
That was a fun show.
Yep.
It probably didn't do that well, though, because people like Tim and Eric.
Secondly, and this is where I think I'm gonna agree with what she has to say here, Colin. I think she might be the smartest person on who writes into the show. If you were to say I'll be somewhere around a certain time, you have a plus or minus 5 to 10 minutes to get to that place. You are more like an hour and a half late, it sounds like.
It was 20 minutes.
That's not 5 to 10. Boom.
It was 20 minutes.
You were too late, you're a jerk.
I said around.
Liberals don't exactly hate doctors that don't want to do abortions. Well, that's not true. I mean, they just want to kill babies, so of course they hate doctors who won't kill babies. Liberals don't even like doctors. They just like the baby-killing part.
It's true.
So they invented doctors to legally murder babies. You're monsters. I mean, we're not the ones killing doctors because we don't agree. Has that happened in the last 30 years?
No.
I mean, it used to happen in the 80s.
That's happened. Look, there's always examples of crazy fucking people, But you know what? You know what happens more? Babies. Killing of the babies.
Babies murdered.
Right.
What liberals are upset about are that places like Planned Parenthood are being defunded. Well, if they're...
If you like it so much, fund it yourself.
I mean, if this was such a great idea, wouldn't they make enough profit off of all the murdered babies?
No, because people don't want to pay for them.
And sought after when their purpose is way more than abortions. I agree with that. They actually do a lot of, you know, good non-abortion things. It's just then they sell baby blood to celebrities in Hollywood, and they sell fucking baby stem cells.
Deceptively edited.
They sell baby stem cells to Hollywood.
Donald Trump.
They sell baby stem cells to Donald Trump so he can be forever. They literally Planned Parenthood sells fucking, what do they call that? In utero fetus stem cells to Donald Trump. And that's how he got over COVID in 2.5 hours.
That's right.
Good job, Planned Parenthood. You saved Donald Trump's life. But I don't know one liberal, and I have some pretty, but I don't know one liberal, and I have some pretty left-leaning people I know that want to harm and or hate a doctor for choosing to not do an abortion.
I didn't say that they wanted to harm them, but I mean,
they just want to harm the baby.
There was a very clear message in that part of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
The Borat movie.
Oh, also, fuck that movie. Like, apparently this just fucking perfectly nice old black nanny was trying to save a woman from fucking sexual slavery, and they made a joke out of her.
Yeah.
So, apparently, that guy's kind of a monster. What is a simple task? Oh, this is a good question here. What is a simple task you are oddly terrible at? Answering questions. Giving straight answers when I ask you a simple question like, hey, Colin, what time are you going to be available? And instead of just saying sometime after six.
Estimating my arrival times.
Perfect. Perfect.
I am notably bad at that, though. I'm always like, hey, I'm going to, and I fucking like get distracted or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care that much anymore.
That's fair. You're old.
I know.
I can't write more than a sentence legibly.
Unless there's going to be guaranteed vagina involved.
That's fair.
Who gives a fuck, right. Really?
I get it. I don't get it, because that wouldn't really motivate me. I'm just like, yeah, but that'd have to get off my couch.
Well.
That sounds like, I got this hand right here. Why would I drive all the way across town? You know?
Okay. It's the same thing.
Boop, 30 right. seconds. I'm in and out.
Christ, that's all it takes you is 30 seconds?
When I'm doing it myself,
what the fuck?
I'm real good, Colin. What's wrong? I'm real good. God. Wink.
It's like 2 hours.
To jerk off? I mean, don't get me wrong. The foreplay, the setup.
Yeah.
That takes like the, but the once fucking hand meets cock, 30 seconds. I mean, it's like an hour and a half of scrolling through fucking videos.
Yeah, okay, so that's not, that doesn't count?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you for writing in. A simple task I'm bad at is choosing a porn.
Yes.
It's the hardest task. Should be so simple, but it's next to impossible.
Man, when they invented tab browsing, it fucking changed everything.
Didn't it, though?
It made it worse, though.
Yeah.
You're like, well, fuck, I guess I could put 20 things up. Yeah. 25 now.
So then you're like... you got your primary hand is, you know, obviously doing its thing. It's busy. And you're sitting there trying to mouse with your offhand, trying to click through tabs, because you're like, all right, 30 seconds of this one, then we're going to switch over to this tab.
See, that's where you went wrong. You should have learned to become ambidextrous.
I could never do it.
Yep.
It just doesn't work for me. Lefty is just no good.
I mean, you know, how is he going to do it playing World of Warcraft?
Like I said, I take my left hand.
All you
hand
need is a mouse for World of Warcraft.
I fucking cross, and I got real good at fucking mousing with my off hand. That's how.
They became ambidextrous.
Yeah, but just on the mouse.
But something way more difficult.
Yeah. Well.
That makes sense.
Look.
A simple task you're bad at.
Lefty is no good, man. He's lousy in bed. What can I say?
Oh, God.
Our next email is from Fleer.
Thanks.
He says, barbecue update. So, I took Colin's suggestion and made ribs on the barbecue for my first smoke. I made some spare ribs with pineapple habanero mustard and Fat Boy's sweet rub.
OK. Okay.
I smoked the ribs using a 3-1-1 method. 3 hours of smoke, 1 hour wrapped in foil, 1 hour glazed with barbecue sauce. I tried the ribs, but they were undercooked. I'll have to remember to smoke them longer.
So
yeah, Colin always makes his undercooked too. That's why we didn't record a few weeks ago, because he gave himself food poisoning.
Here's a tip. If you have a pellet grill, which I'm assuming that's what he got. I think that is what he got. If you got a pellet grill, 3 hours is enough.
All right.
Do 3 hours on the smoker and then do an hour in the oven at like 400.
I then took the leftover ribs and baked them in the oven for another hour, and they came out much better.
Yep. That's so I was talking to somebody who was, you know, he used to do barbecue competitions.
Yeah.
And that was a tip he gave me, because I was having issues. I'm like, fuck, man, I keep these things in there like 5 hours and they're still not done. He's like, ah. Well, the thing is, with that kind of smoker, you don't get like 3 hours, you're not going to get any more smoke into it.
All right.
So pull them out, wrap them in foil, throw them in the oven for an hour at like 400 degrees, and they're good.
There you go. There you go, Fleer. There's your new pro tip on how to cook.
Now, be careful which way you put them in there, because if you put them bone side down at a higher heat, they will give you a nice sticky, molassesy fucking nastiness at the end of the bone.
Oh, well, learning experiences. Once I make barbecue that I'm proud of, I'll try to bring some on the show to share with you. Love, Fleer.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Please do that.
Oh, my God. So, a couple weeks ago, I decided to do pork butt.
Yeah.
I like, you know, I like smoking what's on sale, because that's how you should do meat.
Yeah.
Smoke what's on sale.
Yeah.
And I decided, I'm like, I'm gonna do a pork butt, but I'm going to do it. I've always done them a little bit. And just, you know, they're always okay, but you just... I don't know. It's very sauce dependent.
Yeah.
And it bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
So I like sauce, but I don't want that much sauce.
You don't want to rely on the sauce.
Right.
Got it.
Which, that is exactly what fucking, Jim's Rib Haven does. They rely on the sauce. The meat sucks. The sauce is good.
I mean, that's kind of,
and that's why people think it's fucking good. Smoke Pit was better than Jim's Rib Haven,
but
a long shot.
But also the whole thing was their sauce, which
sauce was pretty good.
The best sauce I've ever had in my life, and I'm sad.
But
that
But their ribs were always pretty tender.
Yeah, sure.
Not for the sauce. Not so much with the Jim. I was there for the spaghetti side.
I was there because
they did a spaghetti side, and that's awesome.
I was there for the garlic hot dog buns to dip in that sauce.
Those were also
holy fucking, shit.
That just so much food for that money.
Just garlic bacon.
Why fucking goddamn Omaha and their bars.
Breaks my heart, man.
So stupid.
Breaks my heart.
Dumb. Anyway, I took this pork butt and I decided to inject it.
Yeah.
With a cidery rub mix.
Yeah.
Apple cider and whatever rub I was using mix. And I injected the motherfucker, like just injected the shit out of it.
All right.
And put it in the fridge overnight. And boy, oh boy, let me tell you, that made for a delicious pulled pork.
So, all right.
Recommend.
Okay. Got one more email here. Wow. From Ben.
What?
He writes in. He says, so now that we talked about soldering irons, I decided I needed a better one. I decided I needed a better one to refurbish the mod on my original Xbox.
Yeah.
So I picked up a Hakko FX888D iron.
Oh, nice. That's not a cheap iron.
And fuck me, I never knew how green the grass is on the other side.
Yep. That's a good soldering iron. Those things get hot like fucking instantly.
Pro tip, don't touch the hot part.
No, well, duh.
I have this knife. I don't know if I've told this story a million times. I have it's just a hobby knife that heats up to like 9,000 degrees or whatever it is to, you know, really cut foam real good.
Yeah.
And I accidentally, like, you ever seen that meme of the
should wear gloves with that.
You ever seen that meme of the scientist chick holding the soldering iron?
You did that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you know if you flash fry your skin, it turns gold?
No, I've never done that.
And I don't mean I don't mean brown. I mean, it looked like gold. Like my skin looked like it had turned into gold. Like I had spray painted my thumb gold.
So you're like golden face.
It didn't hurt. It must have just
killed all the nerves.
It must have just burned right through the nerves. Cause it, Yeah, I mean, it stung for just a second, and then like it never had that burn pain after. It never blistered. It just turned my skin instantly gold, and I'm like, oh, that's
nice.
That can't be good. Nothing about this is a good idea.
It's probably fine though. I mean, let's be honest.
So be careful. Don't touch it.
Eh. It's
fine. He sent pictures for you. Just look at the size of the resistor I managed to put back on my board. I probably should have consulted you first, Colin, but goddamn, this thing is incredible.
You did well. You're fine. Don't consult me. You seem to know what you're doing. If you're willing to spend money, you really can't fucking lose.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's the secret to life?
Yes. Yeah. To buying shit?
Yeah.
Spend money on it, and you'll be happier.
Speaking of spending money... I'm thinking about buying a new airbrush that's like $350.
Yeah.
That's basically the same airbrush that I have, but with two extra features that I really, really want. So the way an airbrush works, for everybody at home and probably for Colin too, there's a little cup on the top of it looks like a pen you're holding with a little trigger switch on the top that pushes down and slides forward and backwards. And then there's a little cup on the top. You put paint in the cup. You push down on the little trigger, and it starts blowing air. Psh! You pull back on the trigger, and it starts letting paint out. The further you pull back, the more paint goes through, right?
Okay.
That's how an airbrush works. This one I'm looking at, that's like a $300 airbrush, has on the back, on the far end, like the back end of the airbrush, there's a little fucking stopper that you can screw in that sets how far back you can pull the trigger. So you can set it to just, like, no matter how hard you pull it back, it only goes this far out, yeah. So you can't overspray. And then also, it's got a little nozzle on the front to hard adjust the fucking air pressure at the thing, so you don't have to fucking constantly be fucking with your air pressure on the
base.
On the compressor, yeah. And that's the part I really want, is the fucking little air pressure regulator on the airbrush, because, like, holy shit, that would just make fucking life so much easier.
Yeah.
It's a really nice airbrush, so I'm thinking about buying it. And it would work with all the equipment I have, because it's just the big brother of the airbrush I have now. Nice. And I really, really want it. And I just looked at my fucking Bravo points, and I've got like 4,000 Bravo points. So I can pretty much just buy it off Amazon for no money if I'm serious about it. But I might wait till I finish my basement first. Save it as a reward to actually do my job.
Mm.
It's also... Oh, he goes on. Sorry, we got sidetracked. It's also so hideous that I find it endearing and kind of like it. It's also built like a brick shit house. I feel like I could kill someone with it. I think he's talking about...
blue and yellow fucking... That's what he's talking about, right?
I don't know. He just sent...
the soldering station?
Yeah. I don't know, man. He just sent pictures of... Just...
Oh, he sent pictures of something he... made.
Just fucking open goddamn Android gallery. Fine, just once. I don't care. You don't care what program you open with. Just open the pictures.
He needs to know, Trevor. He needs to know.
Anyway, there's a picture of his workbench.
It's a nice little soldering station there. Yeah, I've considered getting one of those. It's got a big old vise.
Missouri Vice? Miami Vice? That's the name of the show.
Missouri Vice,
My uncle used to have a friend who had a boat called the Missouri Vice because they lived in Missouri.
Okay. Let's see. We got some combination square right there. It looks like it's digital. That's a little different. I think about some flux. Ugh. Fucking desoldering braid is the bane of my existence.
Is that... What is it?
It's like this copper braid that you put on top of a solder point.
Yeah.
And you heat it, and it's supposed to suck up the solder and desolder. It takes magic to use. Also, a recommendation. Let me look up what I bought here. I noticed your solder there is very thick. If you're going to solder electronics like that, you want a little bit finer of a solder. I would also recommend like a heavy silver content, like 3%.
Here's a photo of his finger holding something, and on above the what I assume something to do with what he was
smoldering. It's either a resistor or a fuse. It's a little surface mount device.
Anyway, he was very excited about sharing this with you when I was talking to him earlier this week. He's like, how do I get a hold of Colin? I'm like, dude, you're friends with him on Facebook. Just message him. He's like, yeah, but I'm not going to turn on my face. I don't think he's... he has a Facebook. I don't think he's ever logged into it.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's smarter than us, so he doesn't use social media.
Yeah,
you know how that goes.
Yeah, I know. Trevor can kill time. I'm going to find out the stuff I got here.
Let me tell you more about time to kill.
Oh, never mind. Found it. So on Amazon, you can get a Radio Shack 62362 silver bearing solder. A 1 ounce little spool is about $8. And it's 0.015 diameter. It's very small.
That is very small.
So it's nice for delicate electronics, because the stuff he had on there is like fucking, it's like tubes.
Yeah.
much more difficult to do soldering like that with that shit.
All right.
So yeah, I recommend doing that. And don't buy the one that are like, don't buy a 1/4 pound spool of it, because that's more solder than you'll ever use. I mean, my last 1 ounce spool lasted me 10 years.
Well, there you go.
So
These are pro soldering tips.
Yeah.
You need a good soldering name. What's your soldering show name? What's your...
I would not have one of those.
This old soldering... This old solderer. What's your...
So that's way too close to this old sodomer.
This old sodomer with Colin.